This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
Sir Sidney McSprocket's Inspiring Engineering, supported by the Royal Academy of Engineering.
Oh, hello again. I've just finished creating a brand new type of beach towel which automatically covers you in suntan cream when you lie on it. The only problem is I haven't got the aim quite right. When I came out of the sea the other day, I ended up with a mouthful of suntan cream. Oh, yuck! Anyway, I don't know if I told you, but lately I've been out on the road meeting some brilliant young engineers. Recently, I was at the University of Guildford. These clever chaps are studying engineering, and some of them are nearly as brainy as me. Shall we meet one of them?
I'm Lowell Lewis, and I'm a University of Surrey student, and I'm studying swimming pools and looking at how to design them so they use less energy.
I never really thought about that before, but I guess it takes lots of energy to heat up a swimming pool. So, Lowell, did anyone in particular inspire you to take up engineering?
Well, there's actually an unknown name in most people's minds. It's Yoshiro Nishi. He's a Japanese scientist who invented the lithium-ion battery, those rechargeable batteries you get in absolutely everything. And although he didn't come up with the idea, he was the person that actually made it work. So if you imagine all those things that are out there using those rechargeable batteries, none of them would be possible without this guy.
Aye, that's often the case with engineers. A scientist might come up with an idea or a theory, but it is the engineer who makes something work in the real world. So, Yoshio Nishi, eh? I feel a bit of inspiring engineering coming on. I wonder what we can find out about him and these lithium-ion batteries. This calls for my latest invention, the Universal Inspiromatic. Inspiro for short. Ask it anything you like, and in the blink of an eye, it will give you all the inspiring information you need. Let's fire this baby up.
Initializing search. Yoshio Nishi. Loading report.
Konnichiwa, Yoshio Nishi.
Stop! I might be asking you about a Japanese person, but it would help if you told me about them in English.
Sorry, Sir Sidney.
Translating.
Yoshio Nishi was an electronic engineer who worked for the Sony Corporation developing the first commercial lithium-ion battery. Today, lithium batteries power all sorts of things, from mobile phones to digital cameras to laptop computers and even electric cars.
Oh dear, who could this be? Hello? Sorry, Auntie Morag, I forgot to charge my phone and the battery is about to go... Oh, I hate it when that happens. It's my fault, though. They work fine if you charge them. In fact, my phone has lithium-ion batteries in it. Inspiro, can you tell us how they work?
Batteries store electricity, which is a form of energy. It is created by the harnessing of the movement of electrons. Electrons have a negative charge, which means that you can use other negatively and positively charged materials to make them move.
That's right. So, in a battery, we have a positive and a negative end, or terminal. You might have seen the little positive plus and negative minus symbols on batteries at home.
Batteries then use chemicals, acids, or metals to create reactions which transfer this energy.
If batteries contain lots of different materials, what is so special about the lithium-ion batteries that Nishi engineered?
In Yoshio Nishi's lithium-ion batteries, the key component is lithium, which is actually a metal. The main advantage of these batteries is that they are much lighter and can hold lots of energy too, so are great for portable devices. Scientists and engineers are now exploring other materials for batteries, which could make them even lighter and capable of holding even more energy in the future.
Fascinating. Well, let's get my mobile phone on charge and fill up that battery. That way, my phone won't run out before we've met some more inspiring engineers. See you next time.
Inspiring Engineering, with support from the Royal Academy of Engineering. Find out more about engineering, plus see some cool video demonstrations from young engineers at funkidslive.com/engineering.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.